Greetings, my dear friends. Thank you for gathering with me again. As we look into chapter 17 of the Godly Woman Bible study titled, The Home, His Castle. Ladies, walking with God on a daily basis is our highest calling. It is not just a quick devotion, reading, or prayer. It is a living relationship with the Almighty God all day long. This awareness of His presence is essential for our lives, especially in our homes. Before we begin our study, let's hear from Irma's heart to yours. Irma says, My dear ladies, your castle might be a palatial mansion, a humble cottage, or a tiny one-room apartment. But what makes it a castle is the woman who lives there. J.W. Goethe wrote, He is happiest, be he king or peasant, who finds peace in his home. A Christian wife must create a home environment in which the tender plants of love and marriage can grow and flourish. May you learn much about what makes your home a castle to your husband. Love, Irma. Ladies, let's call upon the Lord to help us understand and apply His word as we study the home is His castle. Dear Father, since you made us, created marriage between a man and a woman, would you open our eyes to grasp the importance of our homes? Impress upon us how we can influence the atmosphere in our homes to be a place of peace, a refuge from the storms of life, and a haven of rest for all. May our homes bring you great glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies, let me ask you some questions about your past week. If you were to have an atmosphere meter where 0 is freezing on the sliding scale, ending in 10, which is boiling hot, please rank your emotional response to each question. Firstly, in the time you shared with your husband before he left the home for the day, what kind of atmosphere did you set for the day? Were you complaining, cold, and withdrawn? Or perhaps you engaged harsh words with him. Hopefully, you were pleasant, joyful, and lovingly sending him off happy and feeling loved. Second question. When you greeted him as he returned home, what kind of atmosphere did you set for the remainder of the day or evening? Did you greet him warmly with a smile? Were you preparing a meal? What was your attitude like on the sliding scale? Were you absent, preoccupied, or angry? Did he walk into chaos, fights, bickering, or into a peaceful, loving, receptive atmosphere? Third question. What do you believe your own attitude, emotion, and appearance have to do with setting that good atmosphere? Not only is it helpful to have an attitude check before his arrival or departure from home, but also be a vision of loveliness to him when he leaves and comes home. Having been to India, ladies, some of the most practical feminine dress is the sari. They wear it beautifully, whether at home, work, church, or in the fields. Fourth question. What have you taught your children about how they can help set a good atmosphere when their father arrives home? Ladies, you can pause the video and write the questions down and think about them. When ready, unpause the video as we delve into this chapter. I hope that atmosphere emotional meter exercise was helpful to you, as it was to me. We can all improve in this area, ladies. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Ephesians 4, verses 26 through 27, and then 29 through 32. which says, "Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity." Verse 29 to 32 says, "Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." Ladies, watch this. Who is responsible to deal with your anger? Right? You are. Now, this doesn't mean that what caused me to get angry is dealt with necessarily. But working through a conflict may take time, listening, and prayer. However, I am to go to God with my anger and ask for His help in resolving it on that day. Remember 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." What does God do? He provides the way of escape. It is always there. We just have to look for it and choose to take it. If we remain in our anger, this will give Satan an opportunity to gain greater ground in my life and do more damage. Ladies, when we choose to use our words for good and to build another up, it gives grace to those who hear. God uses this in the hearer's life for good. The point is this. It is God who gets the glory. It grieves the Holy Spirit when we allow bitterness and wrath, anger, clamor, slander, and malice to come out of our mouth, from our hearts, because that is not who we are. Remember our atmosphere emotion meter? God can truly help us go from boiling hot to lukewarm and then cool and calm before our husbands get home. We are truly new creatures that are kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving because the Holy Spirit resides in us. Ladies, set the atmosphere in your home by walking in the Spirit and allowing His fruit to manifest through your attitudes and emotions. It is a wise woman who knows what her husband needs when he first arrives home. After a warm greeting, what meets his needs for re-entry from work or ministry to his home? It could be time alone to unwind, perhaps a snack before the main meal, catching up on mail or phone calls, a walk in the garden, soothing music or the love of his children and his wife. Ladies, when our children were little, the highlight of the afternoon was Daddy's arrival. We were all expectant, receptive, loving, and joyful to have him home. Was it always like that? Well, not 100% every day, but the goal was to work toward a happy family welcome, a tidy house, a meal soon to be ready, and a peaceful, loving wife. Remember, ladies, your husbands come home to you and the children, not the house. The house is where everyone lives, but his home is you. As our children got older, Daddy's arrival was still top priority, but looked differently. We gained a new welcome time over dinner with good food, talk, and laughter, building one another up and catching up on our day. Sometimes the meals were quick or on the go, but the goal was always the same. Welcome home, Dad. During the teenage years, with our four children, busy school schedule and activities, Jeff arrived home one afternoon unexpectedly and let himself in. I noticed that the only one who met him at the door was our sweet dog, who licked his hand and wagged her tail. I thought, oh, this is sad. This needs to change, and so we did. We went back to priority. Ladies, plan the departure and arrival time around your husband's needs as much as possible. Include the children in helping you. Just a reminder, ladies, a godly woman will prayerfully work at meeting her husband's basic needs in four areas. Firstly, to be admired by you. Secondly, to know he is important to you. Thirdly, to have you show interest in him and his work. And fourthly, to be accepted just the way he is. Our husbands and children will not recall in fondness the way the house was decorated, cleaned, or even the meals we cooked. But they will tenderly ponder in their heart the atmosphere we created before them, the time we gave them, and the love and honor we showered upon their dad when someone shouts, "Daddy's home." Ladies, Gladys M. Hunt says it so well. Being a homemaker is a great adventure God entrusted to a married woman, and her influence spreads beyond her imagination. It will take the very best any woman has to offer. It cannot be her casual interest. It must be her major concern. It will drive her to a life with God that is deep and rich, and will mean the unconscious expansion of her puny soul. Dear friends, let's end our time with prayer. Oh, Father, how we thank you for teaching us the value of setting a godly atmosphere in the home, especially when our husbands leave in the morning and return at night. Lord, make us a welcoming, peaceful, reflective image of you, so our home will be his castle. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies, until we gather again, bye for now.